Before we are joined by this week's guest, I would like to briefly mention our sponsor, Amazon.com. If you want to support this podcast, please go to natsgm.com, click on the Amazon link on the right side of the page, and go do your online shopping. One more favor, if I might, please rate and review this podcast on iTunes, as this helps us gather additional listeners to the show.
Hey guys, this is Jay Lethal, the undisputed champion of the world, and you're listening to the Nats GM Show.
And welcome to a special Nats GM show and live, and we are in California, Pennsylvania tonight, and I am very lucky to be sitting next to definitely the biggest guest I've ever had on the podcast, that's for sure. Some will know him from his NFL career with various teams, and many will know him now from his career in Ring of Honor, Quinn Ojinaka, better known as Moose.
Thanks for having me, man.
Welcome to the show, man. I'm very, very pleased and honored to have you on the show. I appreciate you giving me some time, about an hour or two before the show tonight.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Like I said, I love doing these, and we'll have fun.
Well, the first place I got to start with you is, and I'm sure you get this every time anybody interviews you, but you were a big-time football player. I mean, you played in the NFL. You spent, you know, 6-7 years in the NFL. I mean, you had a very distinguished career. I'd love to first get your thoughts just what the transition is like from playing in the NFL to what it's like now going into Ring of Honor and professional wrestling.
It's definitely a big change. A lot of people think it's similar. It's not. It's two different worlds. Two different kind of competition. There is competition in both sports. It's totally different. Definitely wrestling is fun. I could say the same thing about the NFL. The NFL is more of a grind, you know, where wrestling is more, not as stressful, more laid back, but you still have to grind. That's how you get on top in this business. But I'm just happy I'm in the business right now.
Now, what is the question I have for you is, what is the difference between, you know, the Monday after a Sunday football game and then the night after tonight after a big wrestling match? How do you feel physically? Do you feel very different? Is it similar?
No, it's definitely different. I would say I usually felt worse after a football game, but I have to take that back because I'm a couple of days out of my pay-per-view match against Cedric, and it was a no DQ, and my body feels like
that was
absolute shit right now.
That
so,
was a violent,
sorry about my language,
match.
But yeah. I posted a tweet about this. This is the first time I actually felt like how I would feel after a football game.
Really?
Yeah, and it took being in a no DQ tables, ladders, anything we could have found to hit each other with, match to get that feeling. But I'm not saying that football is harder. I'm not saying it's worse on your body. But wrestling is a fun thing. We do is entertainment, man. Like, you have to totally love this business if you want to get in it. I don't believe in guys that just come to this business just to grab a paycheck. Because it's going to show out there if you don't love this business. And I feel like that's the number one reason why I became a wrestler, because I had passion to be one. I grew up when I was 10 years old watching this, you know. So, I know I feel like crap, but I love it.
Well, and that gives me a perfect segue now is, I've heard on other interviews you say that you didn't have the passion for the NFL and you got out at 28, 29, whatever it was, fairly young age. Why did you get out? Was it the physical toll? Was it lack of passion? Was it time to get into wrestling? Kind of what was it?
It was a little bit of everything you said. I was never a big passionate guy about football. Football wasn't, playing in the NFL wasn't something that actually hit me until I was at the cusp of being drafted. Like, I wasn't really big about playing in the NFL until my senior year when I would look at some media and do some research, and I'll be like, oh, Quinn could get drafted in the third round. I'm like, I want to play in the NFL. Like, that's going to be a go, because it was something that could be easily done because I was right there. But going into my senior year, playing in the NFL wasn't something I really wanted to do. Like,
so
it was always an option. Like, if I get there, then thank God, if I don't, I never really wanted to do it. But being a professional wrestler was always something I wanted to do. Going into high school, I knew, okay, once I graduate, I'm going to find a school close to D.C. where I'm from and become a professional wrestler. And I get a Syracuse, I get a scholarship to Syracuse, so I couldn't do that. So I go to Syracuse, and then I was like, okay, once I'm done with college, I'm going to find a school close to D.C. and become a wrestler. I get drafted by the Atlanta Falcons. I couldn't really do that. So now it was like, when do I become a professional wrestler? So I felt like I needed to find a great time to hang up the boots and chase that passion. I felt like after 7 years, I've made enough money. I've played in so many games. I never won a Super Bowl, which I really didn't care about because it wasn't really a thing for me anyway. So I felt like that was the best time.
Now, how did your body feel when you got out of football?
I mean, it felt bad, like some of the bumps and the bruises you take or the games. I mean, you know you're an offensive lineman, so as an offensive lineman, you're always hitting somebody every play. So obviously, you're going to be bumped up and bruised up pretty bad after that. I had a couple of shoulder surgeries because of that. And, I mean, but now I feel great. Like I said, until a couple of days ago, this has been the worst I felt coming after a wrestling match.
Wow.
So, I mean, I'm not going to be wrestling a no DQ match every time I wrestle. So if that's the case, I could do this forever, I feel like.
Now, let me you and I are about the same age. I'm a couple years older than you. So we were growing up kind of during the Attitude Era. I mean, you said you were a wrestling fan growing up. Kind of who were you following? What were the storylines that kind of brought you to wrestling?
Man, I was during the Attitude Era, the thing that had me just locked on the TV was definitely Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Okay.
I mean, I think every teenager was locked on to him. When you have a character and he beats up his boss and he does whatever he wants to do in the company that he works for, who wouldn't like that, you know? So that definitely was what had my eyes. But WCW had some great wrestlers there that I was one of those kids that I would start watching WCW because it came on an hour early at 8 o'clock. And as soon as Raw came on, then I would be flipping back and forth. And as soon as Stone Cold came on Raw, forget what was going on in WCW. I had to see this 10-minute segment on what Stone Cold Steve Austin had to say and what he was doing wrestling-wise today. So, but favorite-wise, I mean, I love Goldberg, Steve Austin, The Rock. Back in the day, I'm going to throw some earlier names like Ric Flair, Dusty Rhodes, Eddie Guerrero, Juventud Guerrero.
So you like the little guys. It sounds like more than the bigger guys.
Like, yeah. I mean, you see me wrestle, I try to do some flippy stuff.
Your drop kick off the top rope is the best move in wrestling right now.
I appreciate that. So, I mean, I try to it was a bunch of people I loved, like Alex Wright, the whole dancing thing. I loved that. Like, I was a big fan of Alex Wright. Who else can I name back in the
with those neon green tights? I remember Alex Wright. Yeah.
I actually remember a feud he had with Steven Regal for the longest in WCW. And that was like one of my favorite feuds. And it was just so stupid that I would remember that. Like, but that caught my eyes in WCW. But
it's so fun.
I was a big fan, man. There's so many guys. Razor Ramon was my probably all-time favorite. yeah, the list goes on. Ravishing Rick Rude. If you go down to the ECW, because I was a big ECW fan.
Me too.
I'm going to tell you the difference, what I thought the difference was in wrestling. I felt like, okay, WWE is the best product right now. WCW is what I watch before WWE comes on. And ECW is what I watch when I want to see real wrestling, because WCW and WWE is fake. So when I want to watch real wrestling, I watch ECW. And that's how I had all three of them categorized.
Now, who are your ECW guys?
Oh, man, Taz. Like, every time Taz lost a fight, I will go to school about to fight somebody because it just ruined my whole day. I was a big Taz. I hated Sabu.
Yeah.
Sabu was like the biggest heel to me. Even though I think he was a face and Taz.
They tried to make him one.
Yeah, I think he was a face and Taz was a heel, but for some reason, I was just so in love with Taz and Rob Van Dam that.
RVD, yeah.
That what every. I remember a pay per view that they had. And I was in my brother's house, and they was gambling, playing cards or whatever. And Taz had a match versus RVD, but I liked both of them both. But I was like, okay, I guess I have to root for RVD. And the RVD absolutely got his ass whooped, and so bad I was crying. I think I was like 10, 11 years old. It was like ridiculous.
Thinking
like,
a baby moves right, crying, right, it's crazy, right?
Yeah. So I mean, I just love wrestling in general.
Okay, so now let's, I'm jumping around a little on you, but now you're out of the NFL. You've decided you're going to hang up the cleats. How do you now then go to, I mean, how do you start getting into wrestling? I mean, how does that happen?
First, I found a school where I lived in Atlanta, Georgia, to train, which I found probably the best school in the country right now, WWA4, ran by Curtis Hughes, and that was an easy process to find it. And then I had to be determined to know the reason why I came to this, and no matter how hard it gets and how tiring it gets, make sure I stick to it. And I did that, and now I'm here.
Okay, this actually might be a great time for me to now jump into a question that I have from a friend of mine. Just how does your training differ from football to pro wrestling?
Pretty much the same training. I mean, I don't do – football training is a little bit harder because you have to go for a lot longer. Usually when you're wrestling, you're only wrestling for 10, 25 minutes at the max. Unless you have an Ironman match, you have to go 60 minutes, which you get that maybe once in your career, you get an Ironman match. Well, rest football, you have to train for a 60-minute game. So football, the training is a little hard. I mean, I don't have to train like that for football anymore because that would be putting a lot of stress on my body. But training is a lot similar, but just not as long.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah.
So now you get trained by Mr. Hughes.
Mm-hmm.
When does – I guess you went to an ROH tryout camp,
yeah.
Dojo camp, whatever they
yeah.
want to call them now. Kind of tell us about that. How did you get
involved? Actually, a good friend of mine, their tag team in Georgia, they went to a trial. They asked me. I was like, hey, if you want to come third with us, you're more than welcome. And I was like, man, Ring of Honor is just going to collect my money. They're not really looking for talent. No freaking stupid tryout. And I went, and I was so wrong because I actually did good, which I was only in wrestling for like 6 months before I
wow.
went to this tryout. So I didn't know anything.
So you're green.
I'm green. As green as your shirt. So I go to this tryout, and I actually did good. And they told me there, it was like, oh, man, you're going to be a star. Oh, man, you're going to be really good. You just don't know it. And in my mind, I'm like, yeah, they're just telling me that because they just took $300 of my money, and that's what they think I want to hear. So
right.
this whole time, I'm like making up all the excuses not to believe what they're telling me until one day they called me and was like, hey, man, we want to do something with you. And, yeah, so every time anybody that listens to this podcast, if you're wrestling, you want to be at Ring of Honor, come try out, because so many guys have gotten their first opportunity with the company that came to try out. I mean, look at all they got. More than half the guys in our roster came from a Ring of Honor tryout.
It's
so
amazing. What is
that shows like? That it's not a work. That shows it's 100% real.
What is a tryout camp like? What is that weekend, kind of for those of us on the outside, what is that experience like?
You just do a whole bunch of drills. It's more of a learning process more than... The way I looked at it when I went to it, I knew it was a tryout, but in my mind, I already had it fixed that they wasn't going to pick me from this tryout. So let me go and learn from some of the best wrestlers in the world to try to get me better. So if you go to the tryout with that mindset, it actually takes away all the pressure, because there's no pressure on performing good. You're just going to learn.
Right, exactly.
So that takes away all the pressure, and that's the mindset I had going in. And it worked out for me. 6 months later, they wanted to sign me to a contract. Now I've been here for almost a year and a half.
So, and you've just absolutely risen up the ranks now. I mean, it's amazing to me to see where you've started now. You're with Stokely Hathaway. You broke away from Veda, who was with you. How are you feeling about Moose, September 2015?
Right now, I think Moose has come a long way. And it's so sad because I'm still learning. I'm not there yet. I mean, like, I'm not even halfway there yet. And I feel like it's one of those things where I'm going to be humble and just keep trying to learn as much as I can from some of the great wrestlers we have here in the locker room. And we'll see what I accomplish. I mean, I feel like it's great. It's crazy when we talk about some of the best wrestlers who came from the professional football world. My name is mentioned. And I'm like, guys, I'm only a year and a half, 2 years into wrestling.
Right.
So imagine how good I am if I get to 4 years into wrestling. So right now I'm just trying to learn, so I hope I can get to 4 years of wrestling so we can have this conversation again about who some of the best are.
Now, how is that? There is a stigma for professional football players coming over to professional wrestling. Some have done very, very well, Wahoo McDaniel and others. Some we don't even mention haven't done as well. Did you feel that stigma?
That's definitely a big pressure. It's one of those things where when I came in, I was like, oh, man. am I going to be successful like Goldberg, or am I going to be shitty like the rest of the other guys that came in? And it's almost like you're in a lose-lose situation. So I was like, the best I could do in this standpoint is not to think about it and just work. And I'll let the fans answer that question when that question comes about. And I feel like 2 years in the wrestling, when they mention your name up there with the Wahoos and the Ernie Ladds and the Goldbergs, that means you're doing pretty good, I guess. So I just got to keep learning and keep trying to get better.
Now, as you've alluded to a couple times, you had a big match with Cedric last weekend. I think my favorite match on the card, frankly. Yeah. Violent. Everybody should go check it out. You guys beat each other up for sure. Is that feud over with now? You guys still have unfinished business?
I think once I put them through a table, that kind of like and the whole thing. So
now, where are your sights? I know you had Donovan Dijak last weekend. You're facing the House of Truth tonight. Where is the rest of 2015 for Moose?
Try to get some kind of title around my waist. That's what my sights is right now. So we'll see.
All right, big cheap plug right now. Give Moose a title shot.
Yeah, give Moose a title shot.
So I have another question I want to ask. Tim from California asked me, ask Moose about the Scenic City Invitational and what it means for the Southeastern wrestling scene as a whole.
That was a show I did a couple of months ago, and it was a lot of good talent there. There's great wrestlers all around everywhere, man, and just that tournament alone shows how many good wrestlers are in the Southeast area. So if you win the DVD, go on sale, please go check it out. You'll see some real good matches on it.
Now, what's going on with Global Force? I know you were signed there.
I was never signed to Global Force. I just did a few shows with them. Never signed nothing with Global Force. Just agreed to do a couple of shows. That was like the big deal of what, when they said they announced that I was signed, which I never signed anything. I agreed with Jeff that I would do a few shows, which I did, and I finished those shows out, and I'm now back done.
So there's no relationship that...
No, there's a relationship. I mean, I'm not signed with them. I mean, if they wanted to call me, if they wanted to bring me in for a house show, I would do it. But I can't do no TV stuff with them because I'm under contract with Ring of Honor.
Okay, that makes sense, and that clears it up.
Yeah.
So before I let you go, I want to do a little rapid fire if I can.
Okay.
Just a couple quick questions, and then you know how rapid fire goes.
Yeah.
Let's see. Best NFL player you faced?
That's hard. John Abraham, I guess.
Good answer. Future Hall of Famer, absolutely. Peyton Manning in one word.
Great.
Same question. Tom Brady in one word.
Better than great.
Who's better, Brady or Manning?
Brady.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. What is your favorite career match so far?
Versus Ricochet.
Okay. When was that match?
It was a show we did, an indie show we did, PWX in North Carolina.
All right, we got to go look that up. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Favorite DC place to eat?
DC place to eat? I don't know. Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, probably.
Yeah, that's good eating. Yeah. That's really good. And final question, where is Moose in 5 years?
Wrestling. One word.
With a title somewhere?
Somewhere. I don't know. I'll just say wrestling. I'm not going to say wrestling, just wrestling.
Well, that's
awesome. I could be in Mars wrestling. I could be in Pluto wrestling, but I'll be wrestling.
Well, Moose, thank you so much, very much. This was great. Great to learn a little bit about you. Spot for your plugs where people can find you on Twitter.
Easy. Twitter and Instagram, MooseNation69.
Okay. T-shirts, any of that other good stuff?
Yeah, I have T-shirts for sale here at Ring of Honor, Wrestling.com, and also ProWrestlingTees.com.
Very cool. Look under Moose, I assume?
Yeah.
All right.
I have 50 shirts on Pro Wrestling Tees and 2 at Ring of Honor, Wrestling.com.
Well, very cool. Moose, thank you for giving me so much time. It was a pleasure meeting you. I'm a huge fan, as I said, off the air and on. And good luck tonight. Stay healthy and stay safe.
All right. Thank you, sir.